Crossover.
Oh, killer crossover.
Just crossover.
It just crossed him over. Absolutely.
Another victim to the crossovers. Cross him up and sit him down.
The Crossover is brought to you by William Hill Caesars Sports on 1620 The Zone.
Time for the Crossover. Gary Sharp Show beginning now. Countdown to two more weeks until I can say the name of your producer because he hadn't been here long enough. But, you know, good morning, everybody. How are you doing?
You don't have to say his name today because he's pretty happy today.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
I am good.
I'm sure he is. I am not.
Baseball team and his football team won over the weekend.
Yeah, he got both of us. Yeah. My man is just, right. He's like my man in Billy Madison. X-ing off folks on his wall. Yeah, got Sharpies guys. Got DB's guys. Next.
Yeah.
Oh, next? You say next? Not mistaken. Isn't that Thanksgiving?
No. I think, their next game, they play in Indianapolis.
But, I mean,
next.
Aren't the Saints playing Tennessee on Thanksgiving? Maybe. Or is it Buffalo? They're playing Buffalo. Nick it back. They're playing Buffalo.
Hey, so he could get you, too. Keep him off your hit
playing
list.
Playing Buffalo. My fault.
I was just telling my other Braves. Well, there's a lot of other Braves fans, but. I was telling my guy Zach on Twitter, you're going to need at least, I don't know how or where they're going to come from. You need two quality starts because that bullpen got busy against the Dodgers and the Astros don't swing and miss and
they
take a lot of pitches.
Yeah, they grind you.
You're going to need two quality starts.
I'm curious to see how many people watch the World Series.
Yeah.
Astros
fatigue?
No. I think there's some interesting storylines, but there's no Dodgers. There's no Red Sox.
There is the regional fatigue.
It's not a sexy matchup.
Yeah. So those markets, which are pretty good, will put up really good numbers. The question is, will other regions tune in to see those teams?
Not having the Dodgers hurts a lot because the Dodgers are the biggest draw in baseball right now.
Yeah.
Not a lot of stars.
But there are interesting storylines.
I know one thing. And I don't think Josh is saying woe is me, but that whole Braves being void of talent thing, they have a ton of good players. They are deep, man. And
yeah, I think outside of Freddie Freeman, who I think the majority of people would know, Acuna would help if he was still around.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was in a home
run. Albies is legit.
They should activate him.
I just don't know people know their DH.
Yeah, God, they situationally can get you.
Yep. They're a well-put-together team. I mean, they got a really good manager who's not into analytics and manages with his gut. They have a great front office.
Yeah, what he did with Matzik and Smiley.
Hey,
two of the best moves he made all series.
At the trade deadline, what they did, especially with their outfield, and they're 20 games above .500 since they made those trades. And essentially, for the first half of the year, Acuna carried that team. And then he goes down, and they don't completely fall apart. But here's your two storylines that you need to focus on for this World Series. This is the hip-hop World Series. I mean, two really good hip-hop towns in Houston and Atlanta, and it is also a strip club series.
Mm.
Yes. Two places that have fantastic strip clubs, or at least that's what I read on the internets.
Now, I will,
Houston
and
Atlanta.
I will raise my hand for Houston. There's no doubt.
I can vouch for Atlanta.
Houston's very good.
So do we want, like, Usher and Lil Jon doing the anthem one night?
By the way, did you watch Jamel Herring? Did you watch Herring and Shakur Stevenson's walkout? Had their two stars. They had their guys too, and both their names are escaping me. I was like,
I'm gonna say they're not like Ted and Wally.
No, but they're popular. Well, but
No, here's what I do.
No, do Kendrick Lamar,
Houston,
or Designer.
No, Houston, I'd go with Ghetto Boys.
Wait, isn't Lil Baby from Atlanta?
There's only two left. Well, actually, one is still raps.
Ghetto Boy.
Problem is, Ghetto Boy, exactly.
And then I'd go Ghetto Boy against Outkast. Or you can Atlanta, you could go Ludacris.
That's not fair.
Hey.
Yeah, Lil Baby's
from Atlanta. Lil Baby's the ATL.
Yeah.
Because that dude learned the rap game in the correctional facility.
Mm. Welcome to Atlanta where the players play.
No, use Lil Baby. He's the real deal.
Why can't I use that song? I like that song.
I hope he was in Huntsville. Because Huntsville's a really good spot for that.
You talking about Quavo? Is that who you're trying to think of earlier?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's from Atlanta. Yeah.
Yeah, the whole group is from Atlanta.
Quavo, Offset.
They made the show. They were in Atlanta, the TV show.
Which I did not watch.
Why can't you welcome to Atlanta where the players play?
No.
That episode they're in, by the way, is another must-watch episode of Atlanta.
No.
When they're in it. It's very funny.
Hey, we get there's people who reached out over the weekend and said, I'm starting to watch Atlanta because of your recommendation. That's good. That's good. Talk to the boy over here. Why he ain't watching.
Yeah, I got enough things I have to get to.
Are you cool with Tannehill's jump, man? Does it look good? I mean, is it, you fine with it? Should the next time you play him try to break something? I mean, what's your feeling on the jump, man? The jump, man.
I'm just worried about one team.
Yeah.
I know one thing.
I'm taking revenge later.
You guys are in big trouble.
That would be correct. That would be correct. You guys were a lot more optimistic about the Chiefs than I were. I didn't think they would.
Coming off of losing the Super Bowl, it's paid hard. Man.
I didn't think they'd yesterday look like they were not prepared to play. Yeah. That's not a sign of an Andy Reid team.
Yeah. No, I thought they would win yesterday for sure. Yeah, I had a whole bunch of places.
I got some flaws that can't be fixed during the course of the season.
Your good guys on defense are old.
Well, I don't know if you saw. My dog 5'5" sucks.
Oh my gosh!
But if there is one like brief little positive I took yesterday is that Nick Bolton, who's the linebacker from Mizzou, they took in the draft. He's going to be a good player. He's going to be okay. But they're going to have to just hang on the rest of the year.
Kid, he is so athletic.
Well, and he's just starting to get healthy.
Yeah. I know he's got off the field stuff in college. They're gonna have to
tear down the defense in the offseason. I mean,
I don't know in the meantime why you just won't run the ball. Who cares who it is toting it? Run it.
Well, if they've always are behind. Seems like they wake up and they're behind two touchdowns.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like you beat Tennessee.
When
by
they didn't
ahead,
get
right?
any points out of that first drive when they were driving and then Tennessee turns around and scored, you're like, yeah. Uh-oh.
Yeah, you know what? So they remind me a little bit of this. Two things. One, Mahomes has got to be much better. It's kind of like the Saints teams, you know, where the defense wasn't very good and Breeze would try all kinds of things, but they were still 500. Mm-hmm. And then Aaron Rodgers went through a stretch like this where Rodgers thought he could make every single play. Yeah. And so he tried to do things that were not in the scope of the offense. I see that in Mahomes right now.
Well, guess
especially
what?
The first half yesterday.
For as great as Aaron Rodgers was, the only time he won a Super Bowl. He had a top five defense. So, and Breeze knows what it's like to play with a good defense too. When the Chiefs got good, or when the Saints got good against the run, and shored up that pass rush, it's just different, man.
Remember how they won the Super Bowl though? Huh? They ran the hell out of the ball in the playoffs.
Yep.
Pierre Thomas ran the ball. Reggie Bush ran the ball.
You had the three-headed monster.
They ran the ball.
Who was the other screen guy I'm missing?
They finished fifth, if I'm not mistaken, in football in rushing the ball. That year.
They're going to have...
Only time they've ever done that.
I mean, November 2nd is going to be kind of interesting around the NFL because the Chiefs...
Trade deadline?
You know, Marlon Mack is attached to him. I like Darrell Williams. I think they need to... If they're going to do anything on defense, that would be the way to go. But they are what they are. They've got flaws, and they're not going to fix them in the course of the season. They're just going to have to find a way. And right now, everybody's finding a way to beat the Chiefs. I mean, they're you know, there's like... Are you a bad team or are you just playing bad? I mean, that's a look in the mirror question you have to ask yourself. And I think there's a little bit of both right there. The Chiefs just aren't a very good team and they're kind of broken right now. And it's just when you've had so much success like they've had, things kind of catch up to you. Mm. If you think about the last couple of years, some of the breaks that have gone the way, especially Mahomes passes that haven't been intercepted, that could have been intercepted.
Besides New England,
a broken team right
you
now.
Lose a Super Bowl, almost no one bought. I think New England's the only one that's bounced back to still go to the playoffs. It's just hard to do.
It is hard to do, but the thing that just is befuddling is the turnovers. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is.
You don't even give yourself a chance.
It is one after another.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know.
When he was running, I'm yelling at the television, put it away! Put it away!
You don't even give yourself a chance.
Put it away!
He's starting to do things that are outside of their offense that is not good. And, you know, I mean, I said a couple weeks ago, it looks like every pass he's trying to score 21 points on a touchdown pass.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to have to adjust. But I was more startled by, and I know Tennessee's not going to be the story today about what happened in that game. Chiefs weren't prepared to play. That's just pure and simple. They were not prepared to play, and that usually is not a staple of an Andy Reid team. But
when you have that conversation during the week, Damon, you're having that conversation, you know how physical Tennessee is going to be coming at you. Yeah. You have to be absolutely prepared to know you have all these minutes are going to be them trying to beat you up. And even though their Tennessee defense isn't great, they still hit. Those guys hit.
Yeah.
They get there late.
Oh, yeah.
They hit.
I mean, hey, I tell you a guy that And then, you know, outside
secondary
of,
brings drama. No matter who's out there with that mass unit.
Yep. Outside of their quarterback, their running back, and a trio of wide receivers, not a lot of people know about Tennessee. I better introduce himself to Mr. Landry on defense.
He's
a machine.
I still can't believe he dropped where he – when he kept dropping on the draft, I remember thinking to myself, what, he did everything he could? I mean, come on. But they – so they also –
They are physical.
You know why they play that way? Because they don't, their coach in practice will come hit them.
Yeah.
He'll physically go hit you.
Hey, so what do you think the special teams conversation is with the Rams today?
You know what?
Last time he was so angry.
Dude, just dropping expletives.
He said,
got to be effing kidding me.
The special teams conversation should be, man, I love Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell has
How about if they convert that fourth down after the fake, the handoff to Swift?
Everything.
It's like game on, and it was already a struggle.
We're never giving him the ball.
Has Dan Campbell done everything that he said he was going to do at the beginning of the year?
Yes.
They're just
one in the game.
Haven't won. But you know, if you are going into that game, why not just roll everything out? Yep. Try everything possible to disrupt the game.
And apparently his players like playing for him, man.
Well,
I mean, that's why that dude can cry at a presser.
Hey, wouldn't it
when in week five?
Hey, when you see a guy in the NFL, the head coach cry, man, what does that do for a locker room where they go, okay,
that guy's
invested in us.
Yeah,
I mean, he wants it so friggin' bad.
I don't know though, at what point where you just can't go for it. Remember 2 games ago he was going for it in his 25. It's just, at some point you can't do that. You just can't.
I mean, maybe he doesn't when they get one win. But just trying
whatever you can.
All right, here's another addition to our hip-hop World Series. Okay. Scarface is from Houston.
Oh, yes, he is. He is. Trust me, I've had to edit his music before. It's a pain in the ass.
Gucci is from Atlanta. You remember, you know Gucci. Yeah, a lot of his music.
I'm telling you.
You got him on the iPod?
The best star, the biggest star going from the ATL right now is Lil Baby.
It's
not even close.
Lil Baby.
He's the man.
Isn't Travis Scott from Houston?
If he is, he's pretty huge.
Yeah, but what's Travis?
The McDonald's thing.
Wait, they've graduated from Travis Scott.
Yeah, they're on to somebody else now. But that doesn't mean it still doesn't live on.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Travis Scott is
Astroworld. Travis Scott is...
He's Houston.
He's Houston.
He's Houston.
That's city. That's
come out to, like, sicko mode.
That city's bad.
It's a bad city. And then just go with Luda. Welcome to Atlanta, where the play is played.
No, man, we're over Luda.
You never get over Luda. How do you get over Luda? How can you say that?
Luda!
He went to space.
How can you say?
He did go to space in a car.
In a car.
I don't know how. You cannot say that with a straight face, that you just get over Luda.
I mean, Luda's not a little baby.
I mean, after the party, it's the Waffle House.
Which they serve to the media.
But everybody says their Waffle House is like different. Kind of like the Popeyes in Louisiana.
Their Waffle Houses are dirty.
Now, the Popeyes in Louisiana is legitimately
You go
different,
into a Waffle House, Waffle Houses should not be nice.
Yeah. No, they're not.
Okay.
That Waffle Makers, those Waffle Makers should never look clean. And most times they aren't.
I don't even know if I own
But let me tell you something. There are a few things as good, and I haven't been hungover in a long time, but you go in a Waffle House and you get the hash browns loaded. Oh, my goodness. So good for a hangover. Loaded hash browns with everything.
Waffle House is only good between the hours of 12 a.m. and 4 a.m.
About right. Even 8 o'clock before you got to go to class.
Oh, you know what? And she can bring Popeyes, too. Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan Thee Stallion. She'll bring her sauce with her. The saucy sauce.
Hey, speaking of her.
Hey, that's the comp to, like, current sensation with Lil Baby would be Megan Thee Stallion. She can bring her Popeyes sauce. Because that looks ridiculous.
Saucy sauce.
I don't remember
the last
time. They
replaced my favorite sauce, by the way, because of that sauce.
The Black and Ranch?
No.
Or the Mardi Gras?
Oh, I'd be jacking Vogue's.
Sweet Heat. They replaced Sweet Heat and replaced it with hers.
But you know what? That window was, unless you stocked up, you didn't get a long crack at Sweet Heat. They didn't have it for very long.
Well, so I get Sweet Heat all the time, and I do it on my app, and you tell them 4, they only give you 2.
Yeah, you had to have stocked up, because you couldn't have been having it for more than like 6 months.
That's why I don't go there. It's Mackin' and Jack in the clothes.
What'd you say?
He's reading lyrics.
Oh, okay.
You know, occasionally he'll have segments where he just does all rap lyrics.
Knock on the door. Who is it?
Oh, God. Here we go. Who should we have you read today?
No.
Whose tweet should we have you read today?
No. Hey. In fact, I'm slapping him up.
Oh, here we go.
Cadillac in the truck. How do you not like that song? How do you not like the video?
You're doing too much.
How do you not like the video? Run in the back.
Wait, what is that again?
Run in the back. Running better than Aqueduct.
Josh. Get your guy.
I don't know what you're talking about, kid.
What were you just, I was gonna, oh, Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
So, Formula One came to the United States yesterday.
Yes, it did.
Huge in Austin.
Austin was big.
I mean, they had 140,000 people there.
I'm not surprised.
If any of you guys fly into Austin or anybody else, you fly right over it. I mean, it is mammoth.
I've never flown into Austin.
Really?
In my life, no.
That airport has blown, well, the whole city.
Is it really?
City,
I've never flown to Austin. I didn't know they had an airport.
Austin's a great town.
It is a great, crowded town.
Great town, bad football program.
Very crowded.
But it's a, I mean, it's a mammoth thing. So they brought all of the, it's not BBC, but what is it? Sport One or whoever does the Formula One every week. And ESPN is fully invested. And Formula One is really popular in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a pit reporter. And you saw the celebrities they had yesterday. I wonder if people that come over here for like major events think that Shaquille O'Neal is at every major event. Because he is. So they had him yesterday. And all the drivers in Formula One seem like they're 4'11". And Shaq just keeps growing.
How big can you be to get in those cars?
But they're all tiny. They're all like itty-bitty fellas.
Yeah, I think Nicky was only like about 5'11". Nicky Lauda.
So you have...
My boy Nicky Lauda.
Lewis Hamilton. He's small. You have Shaq, who is with the driver.
You said it like I should know. Is he black?
You saw the movie. Oh.
Kind of. Yeah.
I just know when you say it like that. Well, he makes it seem like I should know. No, that's what he does.
I know you know white people as well. You know me.
Here's a TikTok on how to make the sweet heat sauce.
No, he's from... He's British.
Yeah, but he... Formula One was in this country yesterday. Megan Thee Stallion is walking in the pits. Have you guys seen the viral video of the pit reporter?
Oh, yeah.
Who goes to try and interview
her? That'll pass. Britain's richest ever sports person, according to Time's Rich List in 2021.
So she's coming by and she's got all of her handlers.
Sure.
And he like, I think
whoa.
I think he kind of knew who she was, but he wasn't like prepared to ask her questions.
She was a star, right.
He was like, Marty was... what would you have for a rap for today? And she just kind of laughed. And he goes, well, that is a large bloke, because her bodyguard was in front of her.
Yeah, big guy.
And then he kept walking. And she, I think, wanted... So somebody was trying to brush him off.
Okay.
And she was like,
stop. This dude's dated Rihanna?
Oh, yeah.
Mercedes. Well, I'm out on Rihanna because she ruins people's careers like she did Jeff Kemp. So he just is that dude.
Oh, yes. He's
Nicole Scherzinger?
He's the man.
Really? This is what this dude is on?
So
it's a powerful resume.
This guy is interviewing, and he's just asking
Jeter's
questions.
Jeter's like, hey, put me in the lineup, coach.
So as they walk through the pits, and like the last guy, he says, you can't do that. And he makes, well, I've already done it. And he moves on to the next one. It was actually pretty good. He wasn't prepared like to ask her questions because he was like, what do you got for a rap?
Yeah, right.
Because
yeah.
You're a rapper.
So just dude, I'm looking at freestyle.
Yes.
Give me some freestyle.
I'm looking at this
there,
dude's
Megan.
Catalog.
Yeah, he's the real deal, and he's.
You know who's sneaky good resume like that is Ted Lasso. That dude's got a really good resume. Yeah. I'm shocked sometimes.
Is he even? He's not even a real person.
The guy who plays Ted Lasso.
Jason Sudeikis.
Olivia Munn.
He's got a good catalog. Yeah, he's a
Saturday Night Live. So he was back on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Was he not in every skit?
Every skit, yeah.
That's awesome.
That's how you are when you were a writer and when you were on the
show.
That
is awesome. Yeah.
The skit they did for the commercial one.
That must be why he and Kay Cannon didn't last. It was 6 years.
Yeah.
2004 to 2010. Wow. I'm Alexis Knapp, Olivia Wilde.
Yeah. They had kids. Didn't they have two kids? I think he had kids with Olivia Wilde. I think.
Huh?
Kids with somebody.
She's listed as his partner.
Yeah, he gets it. He gets around.
Okay,
who's the dude from
Eva Mendes?
Yeah, Eva Mendes. Yeah.
Pre or post surgery?
January Jones, Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, he's been busy.
These are all with Lewis Hamilton.
No,
this is Jason Sudeikis.
This is Sudeikis.
I was gonna say
different.
They've shared
different group.
Wait, keep going.
There's a Venn diagram.
Yeah, he's been around.
Huh.
I know he's funny, but he's really been around.
What years was Eva Mendes? Does it say?
2011. Like for 1 month in 2011.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
Good month. About it. You're fine. Tell that story the rest of your life.
You say one night or an afternoon?
60 seconds, whatever.
Give it up.
Scoreboard.
Take the under on that.
I mean, just think where Ted Lasso is today off of We're the Millers.
Which is, by the way, a pretty darn funny movie.
All of a sudden.
And that's when he got with Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston played the role of a stripper in that.
Yes, she did. Yes. Did a good job.
God, old school Eva, way better than new me Eva. Simple was good. Man.
Let's look at the movies of Jason Sudeikis. Oh, he was in both The Horrible Bosses.
Yep, he was in both of those, yep. Yeah.
Like, all of these are the same usual same
Dang,
people
right?
that are in.
Gosling, really?
That dude does well.
He kind of looks like me.
Gosling, no, he
doesn't. Yeah, we do. If you, like,
no,
put it side by side, there's part that we look
no.
like.
You see Crazy Stupid Love, or whatever it was called? You just...
What the world is wrong with you,
My
man.
Goodness.
No, but you know what? When was the first time I heard
Dang,
somebody
dude
say,
is 41. He didn't look like it.
Yep, he's in the best times of his life.
Yeah, they got two
winning
shorties.
Emmys.
They got two shorties too.
Having fun. Yep. He said on the show, "Cause I have no idea how old they are, but they're about this tall."
Yeah, Esmeralda Almeida Gosling and Amada Lee Gosling.
Oh, this is when I was told that I looked like Ryan Gosling.
When? By whom?
The Notebook.
Like in the rain when you can't see because it's over the screen?
Let me tell you, I watched The Notebook maybe 16 times.
I've seen it a lot.
That's unfortunate. I wouldn't tell anybody that.
I've watched it multiple times, yes.
Some things you do for love, Damon.
Yeah.
And then she tells you, you know what? You look like Ryan Gosling. I'm like,
you've been watching this movie way too long.
I'll be right back.
Off to the Twitter.
Wait, this dude?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a scene from, a picture from The Notebook.
With the hat on, yeah.
Yeah. That's not far-fetched.
If he's wearing that exact hat, I can see it.
If he was wearing the same hat, he'd like a guy that had the same hat on.
Sort of that Newsies paperboy hat.
Yeah.
It's either a newsboy hat, chef cap, or a Kango, depending on where you live.
Now, Ryan Gosling has not done a lot of movies lately.
He's not. Isn't that much.
He should have retired after Remember
the
Titans.
Is he more into directing?
No, he had success after that.
Yeah, I would have just watched.
It's called Crazy Stupid Love, right?
Yeah.
That was fun. That was a good movie.
The Notebook was huge. La La Land did pretty well.
Should have won, right?
Yeah, you didn't go see La La Land?
Dude, we argued about that on the show.
He saved jazz, Damon.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Jazz as in not the restaurant.
This dude,
nothing could save that place.
Like, basically told me I was.
Hold that thought 1 minute. Finish.
Yeah.
This dude is wild.
Hey.
You can't take him anywhere.
Hey, the power rankings of stream commercials that our listeners hated more began with jazz and ended with jazz.
Should have.
Everybody.
Should have.
All they keep saying is jazz.
The problem with it was the food sucked too. So that was a big issue.
I was only there one time.
That was one time too many. I was there three times.
I would like to say they were a tremendous client for us.
Three times I was there. All three times.
Remember when all of our lunches were from there?
Yeah. Yes.
How much salt was in that, boy? It must have just been like.
I don't know. All of our meetings, it was always jazz.
Yeah, we had a run of stream commercials where it was the jazz. And
I've heard.
Barry Sanders telling everybody he's divorced.
Yes,
and
right.
And then jazz again.
But he didn't have them for his divorce.
No, wait, there's another one that people are mad at now, too. And we never hear it.
The one with the bent penises? That one?
No, but I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, it is.
And they're talking about, well, if it's 30 degrees or more, I was like, you mean temp? No, angle.
Angle, yes.
Oh. Dude, can you imagine?
So you had, did you?
No.
They talked about this in sex and development class.
Nope, not mine.
You didn't have it in Northwest?
Nope, mine, not mine.
No. What are you talking about? This was one of the things they talked about. Dude. Things you need to watch out for.
I think you need to report something.
As you were going through puberty. They talked about this.
30 degrees.
Yeah, they talked about this. I remember it being in class.
How do you find shorts?
And it was like 550. I tried to have Shane find it.
Yeah,
I go, I can't believe how particular this commercial was.
He said it's a national commercial. He couldn't find it.
And it talked about, really? You know, like exercise and rigor and can't do anything for 4 weeks. And if you're allergic to collagen, you may have back issues.
Wow.
I was like,
I'll do the bent thing if that's the alternative.
Welcome to Jamaica.
Dude, you got to hear that commercial.
Welcome to Jamaica.
It was, I was traumatized sitting at the stoplight. I was like, are they messing with me?
Hey, we have...
it's with a P.
I don't know what it's... I don't even remember the name. I just remember the description. I was like, are you serious?
It's a P. Funny spelling.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Terry says that he has driven at the Circuit of the Americas down in Austin.
Has he really?
Uh-huh.
That's cool.
He said it's... but it's been a few years since I've driven at Circuit of the Americas, but it's my favorite track, and I've driven at Indy, second favorite, Laguna, and then the Kansas Speedway. Hope to get back to COTA in March. There is another Formula One, I think in March, is coming back to the United States in Miami. My question is, how do they get all the cars over here?
On a boat. They put it on a boat.
You're so special.
And they ship it over on a boat.
The world is wrong with this,
are you
dude.
Messing with me?
But nope. There's supply
they put
chain
it on
issues.
A boat.
That's a so how so they come into like the port of Houston, the Gulf Coast.
Yes,
they come to Houston and right. Then they drive them up to Austin.
Sure,
that seems like quite the undertaking.
I think they put them on a truck once they get them here. Put them on a truck and drive the truck.
You don't think they fly over here?
On like a C-130.
Yeah,
I need a C-130 for 9 cars.
I don't even know what that
C-135? Means. C-135? What kind of plane are we talking about?
I don't know. That's what I was wondering yesterday.
I guess it's a possibility.
How do the cars get here?
I know when they ship cars, they put them on a boat. Inside those giant shipping containers.
Yeah.
And then when they get here, they load them on a truck and the truck takes them places.
They're all hanging outside of Long Beach.
Yes. And also South Korea.
Pardon? We're having a discussion about how you get cars over here that are racing in Austin yesterday.
Put them on a boat.
I don't even recognize what we're
doing. Because you're not a racing guy.
No.
No. You're not a Formula One guy. We just introduced you today to Lewis Hamilton.
Lewis Hamilton and I probably need to talk.
Although, if he's doing it with just money, no big deal.
He's a good-looking guy. He's got some charisma.
Is it? How big is he?
He's not very big at all.
He looked little.
Yeah, those Formula One drivers,
little.
They are
like
tiny.
Like a little baby.
Yeah, Josh, how tall is he?
How tall is little baby?
No, Lewis Hamilton.
Little.
It'd be better if little baby was like 7'1".
That'd be funny.
Lewis Hamilton is 5'7".
He fits in that car well.
So they're all tiny dudes.
I can't even get
people.
They
can't
to
be very big.
Yeah, nobody's even talking to you at 5'7".
It's like being... Prince, hold on. Let me just say you. Prince did fine.
Unless you're rich.
Well, before he was rich, even when he was poor and singing does it. Either you're funny, you can sing, or there's something else.
And he's pretty out there. I'm sure he was laying it down.
Little baby's 5'8".
Or at least experimenting.
Little baby 5'9"?
5'8".
5'9" for little baby.
Yeah, them guys aren't big.
Yeah, see, I blew my chances when I got to 6 foot.
It's hard to get in out of those vehicles, man.
This dude.
It's like those people who are tall and going tanks.
You also want like a fat guy driving a Formula One car.
Because
it kind of hurts with the aerodynamics.
Well, I don't know about that, but yeah. Because he's so low.
So what do they do if you're tall? Do they just make long cockpits?
Cut your head off.
Or whatever you call those things?
I don't know. I don't even think like a lot of Indy car drivers are very tall.
They're not.
I don't think you can.
No, they're not.
They say you got...
Like, I know Al Unser and those guys. None of them are that big.
Yeah, I don't think you... I think if you're tall, that's not the sport for you. They say, hey, would you like to be a crew chief?
AJ was a good-sized man, but I don't believe he was big.
AJ who? Foyt?
Foyt, yeah.
AJ Foyt got bigger after he retired.
Yeah, I met all those guys in India.
Well, probably not taller.
Most of
the... No, he didn't get taller, but he got bigger.
A lot of the NASCAR guys are small, too. I don't think you can't be big. I mean, you're trying to think about... You know, wait, just like being a jockey.
Helio.
You know, like I'm not.
Castroneves.
I have no shot.
Spider-Man.
I have no shot of being a jockey.
Because he was about the same height as his wife at the time, and she's not very tall.
I blew being a jockey like in third grade.
Because if you cut that out,
I got taller.
That could make a good drop.
Uh huh.
Uh huh.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
AJ but I would have loved to be a jockey like one time. But there's no way now that they would let me ride a horse like in a race. First of all, I would like be done ever thinking about having kids. But
dude, AJ Foyt is 5'6".
So he was.
Yeah.
Got wide.
Man.
Yeah, I just don't think you can be tall.
Yeah.
He was there. Mario was there.
I mean,
I don't want the potential of dying every time I get in a car.
Jeff Gordon is itty bitty.
Doesn't look very big.
No, he's tiny.
Doesn't look very big at all.
Now, you know, Tony Stewart is one of those rare guys that's a little bit, you know, he has
smoke.
A boiler.
I like Tony Stewart.
Smoke.
Smoke right. Is still around.
We gotta go.
I liked it because of his name.
That's right.
Hey, tell Verzo I said hello. Are you talking to him at 10:30?
Yeah, what if he doesn't say hello back? What do you want me to do then?
He might not.
He threatened to slap him earlier on Friday.
I hope he's focused. I got to play Norris.
Cap. He take an L.
I'd like to see that.
No, you wouldn't. He wouldn't either. he not.
I mean, he's a little fella now.
He knows.
He's quick.
Just saying.
So Verz knows that you kick his ass?
Without question.
All right. I don't think he comes across that way.
As long as
I think he carries himself like, ooh.
Now, part of his deal, and you could ask him, is he would be willing to go there. So that automatically makes it tough.
Okay. Well, that'd be the first question today.
He told me just Friday. He just told me the other day when I was in there.
No, Friday he said on the phone.
Yeah, so he threatened me across the bar, and I said something, and he goes, oh, better pack a lunch. I go, really? Cut it out, man. Like.
You got to remember now, he's been spinning dough for a long time. His hands are strong.
He's a strong dude.
I mean, we have not had some good Husker-on-Husker crime since the football and baseball team got into a fight in the 90s.
There's a couple brewing. Like, you know, if they saw each other.
Like defensive guys on offensive guys right now or what?
One is offense on offense. The other's offense versus defense.
Okay.
Ironically, they both involve the same guy.
I just remember Ndamukong and Sue punching that dude from Snow College. It didn't last long.
Yeah, we've not had like a good. I mean,
it's rare.
How about the coaches?
It's rare.
Well, that's only in high school.
I meant the coaches.
Oh, no, you did.
Somebody came out with a shirt on. I'm just saying. Maybe it had blood on it.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Say hey to Matt.
All right. That'll be in the next Mike Babcock book.